Ivor David Balding once said, "I wanted an elephant all my life." And he got her. He adopted a baby elephant named Flora. And together, he and his beloved elephant were stars of Circus Flora, still an institution in St. Louis. Balding passed away this month. He was 75. To remember him, we're joined by Miriam Cutler. She was a resident composer at the circus for years, and she joins us from NPR West. Miriam Cutler, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
First, I want to offer my condolences on the loss of your friend. Tell us a little bit more about what he looked like. When I see the photos, you know, he's sort of dressed in that theatrical, the high hat and the kind of gold brocade vest. What was he like outside of the ring?
Oh, David was quite a presence. He had a very large physical presence and a booming theatrical voice. I think he was born to be a ringmaster, and he always dressed with the top hat and tails when he was the ringmaster. You know, normally he had to always be careful what he wore, because when you hang out with an elephant, elephants' trunks are also their noses, and so they have a lot of constant snot.
Oh.
And so Flora was always putting her trunk around David, reaching in his pockets, looking for treats. So I always made a joke, you know, that every shirt he had spots on it.
How did Mr. Balding come to adopt Flora, the elephant?
Well, you know, the story goes, and the way he described it in our film, One Lucky Elephant, he was raised by a family that worked with horses. And so early on, he always had an affinity for animals. He said often that he always dreamed of having an elephant, because I think he was raised with the babar stories. And so I guess in his travels, you know, he came to understand that there were these baby elephants available. Unfortunately, in Africa, especially at that time in the 80s, there was a lot of culling going on of the African elephant herds. And they were killing the adults and taking the babies and then selling them. And so David heard about these baby elephants that were available and decided he was going to go get one.
By 2004, Flora the elephant had moved to an elephant sanctuary, a natural habitat refuge in Tennessee. Talk a little bit about their separation, if they ever saw each other again.
Well, this is one of the really sort of bittersweet aspects of David's story. As he was getting older, he was really, really very concerned about the fact that she was going to outlive him. And he wanted to make sure that he took care of her. And so David knew Carol Buckley, who was running that sanctuary. You know, the idea was that he was supposed to be able to visit her regularly, and he was planning to. But Flora developed some behavioral problems. And Carol decided that it would be better if she didn't see David again. David was really heartbroken. But, you know, this is one of those classic situations of people having their heart in the right place, but they have very different ideas about what's best for the elephant. We all wonder if Flora knows that he died.
I understand there's going to be a memorial at the circus.
You know, David got married in the circus tent, too, and all the animals were there. Flora was the maid of honor. You know, it was really, really fun. So I know that the animals will be there, and so many of his friends from so many years of him being, you know, a major part of that world.
Miriam Cutler, thank you so much for sharing your memories with us.
Yes. Thank you for having me. He will be very, very, very missed.
Miriam Cutler, her friend Ivor David Balding, co-founder of Circus Flora in St. Louis, passed away earlier this month. He was 75.